A woman once came to a minister one day carrying a container of wet sand. "Do you see what this is?" she asked. "Yes," said the reply. "It's wet sand. Do you know what it means?" "I'm not exactly sure what you mean, ma'am." "Well, sir," she said, "that bucket of sand is me, and the massive amount of sins that constantly dirty my heart. I can't even count them all." "Where did you get that sand?" asked the minister. "At the beach," replied the woman. "Then go back to the beach. Take a spade and dig, building a huge mound of sand. Shovel it up as high as you can get. And then put that pile of sand on the very top. Find a nice spot, sit by the seashore, and watch what the waves do to that heap of sand." "Sir," she exclaimed, "I see what you mean. The blood of Jesus Christ washes away my sin like the waves on the sand, and keeps washing any new sins away." Psalm 51 tells us, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Don't cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit." You know, there's an old gospel hymn, it's called "Whiter Than Snow," that really sums up that idea. Here's the first verse. "Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow."